back. I am so happy that I am, and I hope you are too. Today we are going to be talking about a movie that has a lot more complexity, but it's also a lot more disturbing because there are a lot of things in this movie that a lot of people will find triggering and find this one difficult to watch. Now, the movie that we are talking about today, I want to say, definitely is aimed at more mature adults. Now, I'm not referring to anything with age, but this one deals with a lot of different things, from relationships, control, abuse. It deals with just suicide. There's a lot of same-sex relationship stuff that's going on, of drug use. It's mafia. It's like you're kind of getting a little bit of all of that in one movie. Now, is that a good thing or not? That's where we're going to deviate a little bit, because this one, I'm not going to give you I can't talk today. I apologize. But the score that where I'm at on this one, I'm not going to divulge it until we get a little bit further into this, because I want to explain why. Now, you may be wondering, like, what in the world is she even talking about? Well, that's where we are getting a little bit deeper into some of this. And the movie we are going to be talking about is called Companion. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this in the theater, or if you saw posters or trailers for this. Maybe it's one that you wanted to see, but you didn't know enough about it yet. Or maybe you were one of the many requests that I've had to review this movie. I don't even know how many. I think I got like 20-something requests to review this. So not an overwhelming amount, but enough that I wanted to get this review up and out there for you. Now, this story could have been a lot more than it was, only because, okay, I just want to preface this by saying, in the real world, I don't do it on the program because I don't want to mark my shows as explicit, but I probably curse worse than Monty Python in my average everyday life. But there is a time and a place where to use certain curse words. Here it felt forced. I mean, these weren't people just cursing because they were dealing with stressful situations. It felt like they were trying to force themselves to use vulgar language in areas where it didn't even necessarily fit. And for those sensitive to the G word, that word is also used in this movie quite prolifically, though, and the F word, and basically all the majors are pretty regulars in this. But like I said, it doesn't flow as in regular conversation, because, I mean, okay, we all get frustrated and just, it's like, you just want to say F it sometimes. But like I said, this doesn't just go, I mean, there's a lot of cursory language, and like I said, it just doesn't. Some of it fits the scenes, and some of it is like you're going, okay, did they have to do that? Because it almost takes away from the scenes, and in some of the ways that they do it, it takes away from the story rather than adding to it, or just being understanding as the course of the story plays out. But you're like, okay, come on, shut up and just get to the story. But in this one, Josh and Iris are going up into the mountains to spend a weekend getaway with some friends of theirs. And Iris does not know it yet, but she's about to find out. And don't worry, no spoilers here, but Iris is an AI. And to be a little bit more blunt, he might want to cover the little one's ears, but she is a SEX bot. And that's specifically what she's designed for. And he can control her with his phone, and he can set all of these different things, and he can set her voice, and he can set her strength, and he can set her intelligence, and okay, yada, yada, yada. You can kind of guess where I'm going with this. But her programming starts to glitch because of something that happens. And when that does, she tries to somewhat take control of herself, and in the midst of this, like I said, it's kind of caught up in the mafia and in the crime and all of this stuff that's going on, and this violence and the abuse, and it's bloody, it's gory, it's like a Black Mirror on steroids. I don't know if you've ever seen Black Mirror. It's a Netflix series, but it's picture making almost an X-rated Twilight Zone of sorts, and that's it's not completely X-rated, but there's a lot of scenes that are borderline of like right there. It tries to be a dark comedy, but there's very little that's actually humorous. It tries to be like almost science fiction-y a little bit, but again, doesn't quite get there. It is a horror film. Whether or not it is done well is up for you to determine. Obviously, this movie is getting a guilty rating. It tries to be thought-provoking, but just doesn't quite get there. But it does shine a light on the potential dangers of AI and if we are ready for that at this time. If you're in the mood that for something that is intense and just, I'm trying to look for the word to describe it. I don't want to say it's mediocre because it's slightly better than mediocre, but this would be a fun at-home date movie if you are into super dark, side slick humor with blood and gore and not much story development. Where this could go, though, if this was the beginning of a stepping stone, especially with Iris and kind of what's going on towards the end of the story, if it kind of maybe picks up from where the movie leaves off and leads into something else, then that may have more promise than this. And obviously this would be necessary as it's like the origin part of the story. But with what they were doing with Iris towards the end of the movie, honestly, I wanted to see more. And you may be thinking, okay, but that doesn't sound like the movie you've been watching. It's because it does get better. It really does. But you got to sit through a lot for it to get there. So if this is one that you decide to check out, I would love to know your feedback on it. If not, I hope this helps. I mean, if you're not into the whole blood and gore and sci-fi and just kind of weird stuff with that. And what's really sad is the point of AI where we're getting to today, it's like, at one point, AI was a purely nothing but science fiction. And now we are in an age where science fiction is becoming reality. And so how much of this is science fiction and how much of this is reality is the question. But score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at. Now, like I said, it would be necessary as an origin story if they take it further. If this is something that stands by itself, it's hard. I have to judge it just on that. I have to judge it only on that, and I have to compare it to the Deputy scale. And so on the Deputy scale, I am giving Companion a 5.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. There are numerous flaws with this, and there's even flaws with the story, but I'm hoping that they will use this like a springboard diving board and just take a leap off of this and develop it further from where it leads towards the end. And like I said, it does get better. You got to make it to that point to get there. So I hope this has helped. If it has, great. If you think I'm full of it, that works too. But I hope either way that you like and subscribe so you always get the latest and greatest content as soon as it goes live. I want you to get those notifications as soon as possible. And as always, I will try to be back as soon as I can. Bye.